This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. A federal judge says, I can't overstate the seriousness of the staffing issue during a police consent decree hearing this month. No, that's not here in New Orleans. That's in the city of Baltimore. Sound familiar? Baltimore lost about 279 officers in 2022, according to the judge, and currently has 2,150 officers on the force. All in, the city is short at least 600 officers. And it looks like 2023 is not going to be much better. The judge says that the department needs to make Baltimore PD, the highest paid police department in the area. Working conditions need to improve drastically, and city's retention policies need to be overhauled to monetarily incentivize cops to stay on the force. Actually, I misquoted that. It was not the judge. That was the Fraternal Order of Police president that says that. He says if that's not done, we can all be assured that the mayor and commissioner are just defunding the Baltimore Police Department in an undercover manner and have no concern for the safety of the public. These staffing conditions will worsen this year. He said just this past week, four officers walked into the Southwest District and resigned. They took positions at the Anne Arundel County Police Department for better working conditions and pay. They have been offering, Baltimore that is, a $5,000 signing bonus, a housing allowance, a student loan assistance program, and a $5,000 referral bonus program, none of which seem to be working. Sound familiar? I mention this to highlight the point as to how difficult this is. The city of New Orleans is not the only city dealing with this issue. There are a number of other cities that find themselves down and out and not able to recover. Interestingly, the police chief there is our former police chief, Michael Harrison, is the commissioner of the Baltimore PD. The city had 333 homicides and 688 shootings last year. So they are the second highest per capita homicide city in the country, falling second to the city of New Orleans. But the issues are the same, and they're getting progressively worse. And if you begin to look at the makeup of the crime there and the makeup of the crime here, you're going to find a lot of similarities, a lot of challenges. And as the judge pointed out in this case, that the seriousness of this issue makes it very difficult to reach the level of constitutional policing in any city. And it's something that we need to be even more concerned about than ever before. I still have doubts as to the mayor's attitude and whether or not she is creating enough exigency around this issue to maintain, foster, and promote the momentum necessary to solve the issues that we're having here in the city. She has spent more time trying to save herself than trying to save the city. And it's blatantly evident when you look at the tone, the strategy around press releases coming out of the city of New Orleans and the administration. It's really all about her. You will call me saying dozens and dozens and dozens of time, the entity's interest always outweighs the individual. Not in this case. And it is evident. And we continue to squander opportunities to really move this to the next level. We've been talking about the release of a crime plan for weeks now. We've set up a committee that has set their mission or their goals completely contrary, I think, to the expectation and desires of other elected officials in the city. One has to ask, why? Why is this not aligned? When you think, and we talked about this yesterday with Rafi Goyeneche, when you think that as of January 29th, we're talking about the number of stolen vehicles that are occurring in the city, over 700, at least 761 cars stolen. That is roughly over 100 more than was experienced in Jefferson Parish for the entirety of 2022. If that is not another yet significant wake-up call, alarm, indicating a crisis in the city, I don't know what is. They keep revealing themselves. The underlying data keeps revealing itself that makes it so blatantly evident that we have a crisis, and yet no one is acting like there's a crisis. It's like water off a duck's back. They're not moved by it at all. I don't know. You tell me. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.